Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is September 4th, 2014, and you're listening live with author, instructor, and chef Valerie Wilson and her show, Healthy Cooking with Macro Val. Valerie always has a wonderful and informative show with many tips and recipes to change your diet, eat healthy, live well, and it tastes wonderful. Now I give you your host, Valerie Wilson.
Welcome to Healthy Cooking with Macro Val. I am Chef Valerie Wilson, and I come to you the first Thursday of the month, every month, here on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. I am so thrilled to be here on the radio with you and bring you my vast knowledge of healthy cooking that I have accumulated over my 20-year lifestyle change that I have been living, and also my 17 years of experience teaching cooking classes. I also am the author of a cookbook, Perceptions in Healthy Cooking, which you can purchase on my website, macroval.com. So I'm coming to you from the beautiful state of Michigan, and as I look out the window now, it is absolutely gorgeous, and we're supposed to have a warm one today, like 86 degrees, which I am absolutely thrilled about because I'm a summer person. I love summer. So let's keep it as long as possible. And speaking of summer, I want to let everybody know that every Thursday I am at the Westland Farmers Market. And that's right here in Westland, which is where I live. The Farmers Market is an excellent way for you to come out and support your community. I support local Michigan businesses there, and I also sell my organic, sugar-free desserts and jams at the market. The market is every Thursday from 3 until 7, and we are located on Carlson Road, which is right off of Ford Road, next to the Kids Water Park. We just moved into a new facility, so it's pretty exciting. We have a brand new enclosed structure there, and then we also have nice facilities, bathroom. There's a water fountain there. It's very pretty and picturesque, so if you're listening to me and you're in the area, come out and check us out. I sell my chocolate chip cookies, energy cookies, protein bars. This year, we have been abundantly blessed with organic peaches. I'm so excited because in past years, previously, you have a small frame of time where you can get organic peaches. But this year, for whatever reason, I'm sure it's the weather conditions, I have been able to get organic peaches springtime, and they're still in the store. So this week, I made organic peach pie. Not only is it sugar-free, and I only use brown rice syrup. I don't use any chemical sweeteners. It is also gluten-free. And so you can buy pieces of my peach pie there at the farmer's market. So again, if you get a chance, check that out. And also, if you get a chance, you can go to my Facebook page, which is Macro Val Food. You can like me there, and then you can follow me. I post when I'm going to be at the market, and I post pictures of the food products that I will have for sale at the market. I also post there all my upcoming cooking classes. I also give you step-by-step instructions on how to create certain dishes. And so that can help you on your journey to changing your lifestyle and starting eating healthy. So my expertise and my background is in vegetarian, vegan, macrobiotic cooking. I started cooking when I was about 9 years old in the kitchen with my mom. Loved to cook ever since I can remember. Oh, I worked as a manager in a delicatessen and also a manager at a restaurant. And then I discovered healthy eating. I discovered what is called macrobiotic eating. And you know what? If I got, you know, I get asked, what is macrobiotic so many times? I swear, if people would just pay me just to answer that question, I would be so rich. Let me make it simple and uncomplicated for you. It's eating as close to nature as possible. That means eating food that has not been refined and processed, food that is in its whole form, eating food that is organic, not sprayed with chemicals and pesticides, and eating the way our ancient ancestors ate. I always tell people when they're starting on their journey and they want to eat healthy, look to our past and ask yourself this one simple question. How long has the human species been eating this food? All right? Because we as a human species, we've been on the planet for, half a million years or something. And guess what? We have survived. We've never had an epidemic of people dying of cancer or autoimmune diseases or allergies or things like that we see in our culture right now. A large, major percentage of why that's happening is the food that we eat, right? Because on the planet, as we've existed and walked on Mother Earth, we have always eaten food from Mother Earth. We've never tampered with it. We've never sprayed it with chemicals until recently, when we've had all these health issues. So again, ask yourself this one simple question. How long has the human species been eating this food? If it's thousands of years, you can pretty much guarantee that's a healthy food. But if it's something new, something that's the latest, greatest thing that you hear about that's going to cure all, I would have a big question mark about that. I really would. So you can obviously just take a moment and just use your logical sense. I always say when people ask themselves, is this healthy? Should I be eating this? Look, the truth is observable. And when you start to change your eating habits, you will observe that you can really live a happy, healthy, pain-free life. My goal. Now, I understand that people want to eat healthy. It's like the catchphrase. It's on television all the time now and everything. And people just get confused, like, oh my God, what should I do? What should I do? Take one step at a time. Just do one thing, okay? Don't overwhelm yourself. I counsel people, too. I do one-on-one lifestyle counseling where I sit down and I can help you with your dietary issues and or any ailments that you might be dealing with. And again, my background is in macrobiotic cooking and Chinese medicine and the energy of the food and the five transformations of energy, which I'm going to be talking about a little bit here later on in the show. But anyways, people get overwhelmed and then they don't do anything, right? So let's just do one small thing at a time, okay? A really great way to do one small thing at a time is to watch my YouTube videos. I have created a YouTube channel and you can access that through YouTube. You can also, again, go to my Facebook page, Macrovel Food. I post the videos on a regular basis. They're short little 2-3 minute videos that just talk about one thing, you know. So when you get a chance, check that out. Watch some of those videos. Just do that one thing, one thing. Speaking of one thing, upcoming in the show, I'm going to share with you my recipe for cubed millet and tempeh salad. This could be the one thing that you do. Just make this one recipe and just start eating it. So that's coming up later on the show. I'm also going to tell you, what is millet? How do you use millet, right? Because most people don't know. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the five transformations of energy and the energy phase that we're in right now, which is called late summer. I would like to take this opportunity right now to thank Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and for this opportunity to be on the air right now, coming to you live, and thank Penny, who is the creator of all this. She worked so hard putting this all together, and I just really appreciate it. She also is the editor and puts out the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine, which is the magazine that features my recipe every month. And this is an awesome magazine. When you get a chance, pick this magazine up and read it. It's available at a lot of venues. Now, I get it from the local health food stores, but it's also available at the different places around town. It's a great magazine, and all the people who write in the magazine have wonderful, uplifting, positive energy articles. And a lot of them also host other radio shows on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. So please make sure that you check that out, okay? This is a whole community of people trying to send out positive energy messages to uplift you. And I think that is so important. All right. So let's talk about millet. What is millet? Have you heard of it? Hopefully you have. It is a whole grain. What are whole grains? Whole grains are a category of food that we as a human species have been eating the beginning of our existence. I don't care where you came from, where your ancestors came from. Somewhere your ancient ancestors had a diet based in whole grains. This is what's missing from the average American diet. Okay? In the plant kingdom, whole grains are the most evolved plants on the planet, okay? Which means they are the most complex, okay? They have a membrane, and then they have an outer shell, and then they have, it's a very complex structure. We, as a species on the planet, are the most evolved species on the planet. We're the most complex. We have a consciousness. We actually, you know, think and perceive and can, you know, make things, all right? So again, let's just observe nature. It would only make sense that these whole grains are the absolute ideal food for us as a human species, okay? As a matter of fact, if you go far enough back in our Homo sapien, ancestry, history, whatever, it was when we started to cook and consume these whole grains when our brains started to develop and we started to become, we started to make our own tools, we started to advance, all right? This is when we started to incorporate and eat whole grains. Millet is one of these whole grains. Now, some other whole grains, because I always get asked this question, brown rice, quinoa, amaranth, buckwheat, oats, wheat, rye, teff, these are all whole grains, all right? Whole grains are what are considered complex carbohydrates, not simple carbohydrates. I know carbohydrates is a big no-no word out there because people don't understand. There's such a misconception about carbohydrates. Complex carbohydrates is your best friend. Your body has to have a supply of complex carbohydrates in order to give you energy. Complex carbohydrates get digested very slowly, and they release glucose very slowly into your system to give you long, sustainable energy to last throughout the day. Simple carbohydrates is when they take a complex carbohydrate, refine and process it, take the vitamins and minerals out, and all you're left is empty calories, and it will spike your blood sugar level. Example, white rice. Okay? These whole grains give you long, sustainable energy to last throughout the day. This is what my diet and our ancestors' diet was based around. I have more energy than anybody I know. And people ask me, oh, my God, how do you have so much energy? Well, I'm eating whole grains 3 times a day. And people go, oh, my God, carbohydrates, you're eating that many carbohydrates? That's too much. No, the right carbohydrates, that's what you need. When I sit down and have a consultation with people and I ask them, what do you eat for breakfast? What do you eat for lunch? What do you eat for dinner? I can almost guarantee if you're eating the average American diet, you are not eating complex carbohydrates. And that's why people are tired. That's why people have chronic fatigue. That's why they have allergies. A whole line of things could be wrong because you're not eating whole grains, the ideal food for the human body. I cannot emphasize this enough. And people don't understand this. It's very, very confusing because so many people are telling you to stay away from carbohydrates. What they should be telling you, stay away from white carbohydrates. Stay away from food that's going to spike your blood sugar level. Stay away from food did not eat. That's what you should be staying away from. All right, so millet in particular is this small little yellow grain. Most people have seen it in bird feed. Interesting that we take this incredibly healthy, wonderful food and leave it to the birds, right? Millet in the whole grain category is the oldest of the whole grains. We have been eating it for at least 10,000 years, and that's only documented 10,000 years. I'm sure we've been eating it an awful lot longer than that. It is a good source of magnesium. It contains phosphorus, zinc, and many minerals. Now, it's exceptionally high in iron, has a lot of B-complex vitamins, and that's very important because when you get stressed out, your body gets deplete of B vitamins. Now, millet has the highest protein content of any grain. What? You say, wait, what? What? Because I hear that quinoa is really high in protein. Why? Oh, I don't know, because Dr. Oz just had that on his show this week. Ha, ha, ha. But, yes, quinoa is a whole grain, and quinoa is high in protein, and that's fantastic. But guess what? Millet is higher. There you go. But most people haven't heard of millet. Millet, because it is a whole grain, really, really high in fiber. That high fiber food means that it's heart healthy. Anything that is high in fiber is heart healthy. High fiber foods just flush out your system, clean out your system, get rid of all that excess stored cholesterol. They flush out your intestinal tract, get rid of all that excess stored garbage in your intestines. That's what high fiber food does, and that's what millet is the only grain that is slightly alkalizing to your system. Now, you want your body to be slightly alkalized because disease lives in an acidic condition, all right? A lot of stuff that we eat makes us acidic, okay? Meat, dairy products, sugar, desserts, all that makes us acidic. Environmental pollution makes us acidic. Stress makes us acidic. Stress is probably the worst to make you acidic. So again, when you eat foods that help alkalize your system, and millet is the only whole grain that is slightly alkalizing, that is a good thing. You want to eat the millet. You want to put that into your body. Fantastic for you. I see it's about time to go on break. Every 20 minutes we go on break, just a short little break. And then I come back. Now, the last 20 minutes of the show, we open up the phone line, and I would love to hear from you. All you have to do is call 646-378-0378, and when prompted, press 1. You can come online with me. Ask me any questions you want, or maybe you have a comment. Maybe you have a suggestion. I would love to hear from you. You can also go to my website, macroval.com. You can email me there, get a hold of me there. You know, that's where my cooking class schedule is located. You can like me on Facebook, Macroval Food, and you can also visit my YouTube channel, which is Macroval YouTube channel. Let's go on a quick break. When we come back, I am going to tell you about my upcoming cooking classes.
You are listening to Healthy Cooking with Macroval and your host, Valerie Wilson. Her topic for today is the whole grain millet and her recipe, cubed millet and tempeh salad. She has been doing this for a very long time, over 20 years, and offers many tips and recipes to eat well, live well, and help your body feel better. You can visit her website at www.macroval.com for more information, tips and recipes that she has talked about today and in the past, and for more information about her cookbook, Perceptions in Healthy Cooking. You can also go to BodyMindSpiritGuide.com, where we post Valerie's recipe every month, so If you do not get a chance to write her tips and recipes down, you can visit her website and the BodyMindSpiritGuide.com website for that information. Valerie teaches classes, and if you are out of the state, please check out her website. She does offer classes on DVD, and she also offers one-on-one sessions, and you can connect with her by phone to set up an appointment. I highly recommend you visit her Facebook page, MacroVale Foods, for even more wonderful information. You can call her at 734-722-4553. And lastly, if you would like to call into the show today and ask a question, feel free. The number to call into the show is 646-378-0378. And that number again is 646-378-0378. And now I give you back to your host, Valerie Wilson.
Well, welcome back, everybody. All right, let me tell you about my upcoming cooking classes. I teach hands-on cooking classes here in my home in Westland, Michigan. I design these classes so that you come to my house. It's a nice, comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. You sit around a table. You have a cutting board in front of you. You help chop up the vegetables. You help make the dish. You are getting hands-on experience. I think this is so important because when you're sitting there just observing me cooking, you're not going to learn. You're not going to feel the textures. You're not going to grasp what exactly we're doing. So when you come to a cooking class, hands-on experience. You also get to sit down and eat the food we've created. So you get a meal, not a little sample cup. You get an actual meal at one of my cooking classes. My cooking classes are usually on Wednesday evening. They run from 6:30 until 9 o'clock. On Wednesday, September 17th, I am teaching Marvelous Millet. So if I've intrigued you during the radio show to learn more about millet, please come to this class. We will be making sweet, nurturing millet soup, a beans, broccoli, and squash dish, and millet carrot muffins. Yes, I'm putting millet in muffins. These make an excellent breakfast treat for you. Oh, they're so good. Now, the class is $40. Do you know what an incredible deal that is? $40 for a hands-on cooking class where you get a meal. Now, if you go to my website, macroval.com, you can sign up there, and it's $39. If you send me a check or a money order directly to my house through the mail, it's $38 to get a discount. Now, if you are listening to the radio show right now and you have never attended a MacroVal cooking class before and you get a hold of me and you tell me that, I will give you $5 off. You can come to your first class for $35. That's an incredible deal. On Wednesday, September 24th, I have more millet recipes. We're celebrating millet this month. We will be making a millet mock potato salad. Yes. I am substituting millet for potatoes. I am substituting a complex carbohydrate for a simple carbohydrate. It's awesome. I will be making my millet sweet potato burgers and a Native American corn pudding. Those are my upcoming cooking classes in the month of September. I have classes, different classes, every month. And again, my cooking class schedule is on my website, macroval.com. All right. Get out a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen. We're going to do the recipe now. Here's what you need. 1 cup of millet. 2 cups of water. 1/2 teaspoon of sea salt. 1 8-ounce package of tempeh. Tempeh. Tempeh is made from soybeans that has been partially cooked and fermented. It comes in a square or a rectangle. You usually find it at a health food store, although some other chains like Kroger's do carry tempeh now. It's got great texture to it. You can use it as like a meat substitute. You need some olive oil and you need some tamari. What is tamari? Tamari is naturally fermented, healthy soy sauce. Soy sauce is an American invention. It is not naturally fermented and usually contains MSG. Tamari, naturally fermented, healthy, and good for you. It's your salty condiment, and it's what's going to impart flavor into this recipe. You need 2 celery stalks, diced, 1/2 cup of peas, two scallions sliced in thin rounds. And then you're going to need 1 1/4 cup of vegenaise. Vegenaise is a dairy-free, sugar-free mayonnaise. Very, very tasty. I love this stuff. I use it in a lot of salads in the summertime. It really imparts great flavor. And it's good quality fat. It's not saturated bad fat. You need 3 teaspoons of yellow mustard and 1/4 cup of peanuts, which is optional. I love the little crunch that it gives it, you know, and I love peanuts. Oh, my God. Was it last month or the month before? The radio show was all about peanuts. Love peanut and peanut butter. I'm a peanut butter addict, I swear. But anyways, if you don't want to use peanuts, because some people do have peanut allergies, you could do like walnuts or pecans in this recipe too. All right, so now I'm going to tell you my favorite way to cook millet. This is like the coolest thing, very, very flavorful, very, very delicious, and I don't think very many people know about this. So first we're going to pot boil the millet. We're going to take 1 cup of millet and 2 cups of water, and we're going to put it in a pot. You're going to bring that to a boil. And then you're going to reduce it to the lowest possible temperature on your stove and put a lid on it. This should take approximately 20, 25 minutes for the millet to cook and for all the water to be absorbed. If all your water is absorbed after 10 minutes or something, your heat is too high. You need to get a lower heat source, okay? If after 25 minutes your millet is still bogged down in water, then your heat's not high enough. And everybody's stove is different, so you really need to practice, you know, cooking these whole grains, and you'll find the actual ideal temperature to have your stove set on, and then you'll be able to cook it perfectly. Now, when the millet's done, while it's still warm, let's season it, because we need to give it flavor. Now, millet, when it gets cooked up, is creamy, it's thick, and it's slightly sweet. So you need to add that 1/2 teaspoon of sea salt to the millet and then mix it in. This is going to bring out the flavor of the millet and make it just so delicious. Now take that millet, while it's still hot, and press it into a casserole dish. You want the millet to be approximately a 1/2 inch to 1 inch thick as you press it in this casserole dish. You're going to want to press it very hard. Okay, use the back of a spatula, or if your hands can handle the heat, push it down with your hands. Get your hands wet so that the millet won't stick to it. Why am I doing this? This seems weird, right? You take that millet that you pressed into that casserole dish and you put it in the refrigerator until it becomes very, very cold. And then you take it out and you cut that millet in little squares. That's why it's so important that you press down really hard when you put it in the casserole dish, because you want those little squares to hold together, all right? So you have little squares of millet. This is a great snack. You can just eat these little squares of millet, and then, you know what, if you have kids, because I know kids love to dip things in sauces and stuff like that, you can make these little cubes of millet. And then you could get their favorite dipping sauce, whatever it is. They could dip it in there and they could eat it. And then they're getting this healthy whole grain in their diet. You can take these little cubes, and sometimes I put them in a saute pan and with some organic canola oil, and I fry them up, and they get like a crispy outside and then a soft inside. That is really good too. But for this recipe, we're going to make a salad with it. So now we have these little cubes of millet. This is my favorite way to prepare millet. I just love it. It's so much fun, too. Now we need to take that tempeh, and we need to season that tempeh. So tempeh, right out of the package, has absolutely no flavor whatsoever. Please do not eat it right out of the package, okay? You won't like it. So what you do is you take some olive oil and some tamari, a little bit. It's estimated. I do this so much that I do it by eyeball, but I would say maybe 2 to 3 teaspoons of each. That'll give you some ballpark, right? Take that whole square of tempeh and just put it in the fry pan in that olive oil and tamari and turn it on a medium heat and let it sit there and brown on one side and then flip it over and brown it on the other side. Now, tempeh is like a big sponge. So it's going to get in that saute pan, and it's just going to go, and it's just going to soak up that olive oil and tamari. So after it's brown on one side and you go to flip it over, if your pan is dry, throw a little bit more olive oil, a little bit more tamari in there. Because remember, this is the only thing that's flavoring your tempeh. We got to impart flavor in there so that you will want to eat it, right? So we put olive oil and tempeh in there. We brown the tempeh on both sides. Now remove it from the pan. Now, while that pan is still hot, throw the scallions, celery, and peas in there just for like a minute or something. All I want to do is I want to season them with the what's left in the pan of the olive oil and the tamari, and I just want to heat them just a quick little bit to make them refreshing, and they'll bring out the color. They'll become bright green, okay? And it just, again, imparts flavor into the food. Look, when I sample my food and people taste my food, they are amazed at how flavorful it is, right? Because I'm sure you've all tasted, quote, unquote, healthy food and go, well, this has no flavor. This has no taste. I don't like this. You got to learn to layer the flavoring, all right? So each time you add a component to your dish, you've got to season it. You've got to flavor it. And that's what I do with the tempeh here. And then afterwards, that's what I do with the vegetables. Again, more flavor, more flavor. Now, you're going to want everything to cool down. You want the millet to be cool. You want the tempeh to be cool. And you want the vegetables to be cool, right? So just give them a few minutes, or you can even stick them in the fridge. And then you're going to take the 1 1/4 cup vegenays and the 3 teaspoons of yellow mustard and the 1/4 cup of peanuts, and put it all in a bowl along with all the other ingredients. Oh, I forgot to tell you. I'm sorry. Let's back up. That square of tempeh that you cooked and flavored, now you want to cut that up into small squares the same size as the millet, right? So you have little squares of millet and little squares of tempeh in your salad. That's what you want, all right? And now you're going to mix in the vegenays and the mustard and the peanuts. You're going to mix it all together. And you're going to get this incredibly delicious, satisfying salad. The texture from the tempeh, which is quite chewy, and you've got the imparted flavor of being a kind of salt, so it's kind of like a meat substitute. And then you've got the little squares of millet that, again, that are sweet to the taste, and they're soft, really great. And you have that natural crunch from the celery, and you also have that crunch from the peanuts. And you have that underlying, satisfying, creamy taste from the vegenays and the yellow mustard. This salad come together, and you want to store it in the refrigerator, by the way, because you put the vegenays in it. Serve this to some friends. I think they will go pretty crazy over it. They will really like it. It's very flavorful. And again, you can find this recipe BodyMindSpiritGuide.com. It's also on MacroVal.com, and it is in the Body Mind Spirit Guide magazine. All right, so make sure you pick up a copy of this magazine. Make this recipe. I would love to hear some feedback. Let me know what you thought. Did the recipe come out? What did you think of it? Let me know, because I'm always looking for more feedback. I love to hear from you. I love to have questions. Ask. Because my students always challenge me, and they come up with these questions. And I got to say, most of the time I do know the answer, but every once in a while I get stumped, and I like that because that makes me do more research and find the answer out. So that's an incredible thing, too. I like doing that. Speaking of millet that we're speaking of right now, I want to tell you a little bit about the 5 transformations of energy. A lot of people, when I write articles about this, they find it very interesting and intriguing because it's interesting information that they've never heard about before. But what is interesting about the 5 transformations of energy is this is actually ancient knowledge that we as humans inherently knew when we lived really, really close to nature. And we lost that knowledge. We lost that knowledge because we don't live close to nature anymore. Okay? it's the philosophy of the energy of the five seasons, how it relates to our body and different organs in our body, and how certain foods that are available at that time of the year feed and nurture those certain organs and are therefore associated with that time phase. Now, I know we usually think four seasons, spring, summer, winter, fall, right? But if you look back into history and you study any ancient cultures, a lot of cultures actually divided the seasons in five, not four, all right? So I don't know when that changed, but right now we are in what is called late summer, or what is classified as Indian summer. You know, when it's hot in the summer and then it's, you know, cold, you know, it gets to the fall time and everything. There's that middle phase, which you still get hot weather, but the evenings are really cool. That's called Indian summer. It is known as the Earth energy signature whole grain for this time of year is millet. The organs that are associated with this time of year are your spleen, pancreas, and stomach. These are the organs that are located right in the middle of your body. So when you get stressed out, you sometimes feel a tightness in the middle of your body. It gets really, really tight because the spleen, pancreas, and the stomach are seizing up on you. They're getting tight. You're getting upset because you're stressed out. When you eat foods associated with this energy phase, it feeds and nurtures those organs, relaxes those organs, so you can deal with stress more easily. So I tell people, millet is your anti-stress grain. Signature flavor for this time of year is sweet. Now, I'm not talking about go get yourself a candy bar sweet. That's over the top, ridiculous, you know, sugar sweet. That's not what I'm talking about here. I am talking about naturally sweet foods that come from Mother Earth, such as millet. Millet, when you eat it, does have a slightly sweet flavor. Some other things, some vegetables that are associated with this time of year, which have that beautiful sweet flavor. Parsnips, pumpkin, rutabaga, winter squash, cabbage. All these things have a slightly sweet flavor to them. Feeds and nurtures the spleen, pancreas, and stomach. This is also the energy phase where our whole grain sweeteners are located, the brown rice syrup that I cook and work with all the time, and the barley malt and things like that. Those are associated here. The fruit that's associated right now are fruits that are available, you know, in this late summertime, which would be your apples, your cherries, your cantaloupes, things like that associated with this time of energy phase. Now, the bean that is associated with this energy phase is chickpeas, all right? So chickpeas have a natural sweetness to them also, all right? So now you're thinking, okay, this is great information, Val, but what am I supposed to do with this, and how is this supposed to help me? Well, when you look at the five transformations of energy and you include food that are associated with all five of these energy phases, you create balance and health in your body. Where you have balance and health in your body, you don't have disease, all right? You have disease when you're out of balance in one of these energy phases. And you could be deplete in this energy phase. Usually that's what happens because you're not eating these foods. Or you could be excessive in one of these energy phases. For instance, we live in a culture that is addicted to the flavor of sweet. Everybody wants everything sweet, and they want it more sweet, and they want it 300 times sweeter than white refined sugar. Sweet, 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 sweet. This energy phase could become excessive, right? We don't want that. We want balance. Health and longevity reside in balance. It's about time for another break. When we come back, I want to explain to you what happens when this energy phase gets out of balance, when you're excessive or deplete in this energy phase. But before we go on break, let me tell you about my MacroVal Food to Go. I cook food in a commercial kitchen, and I deliver it to stores here in the area that carry my food, one of which is Healthy Jones in downtown Northville. This is a beautiful little health food store. If you are ever in the Northville area, please check it out. Jen's Gift of Love, which is located in West Bloomfield. It's a cute little cafe in West Bloomfield. They carry my food on a regular basis, things like my brown rice stir fry, my sweet potato salad, my hummus, whipped garlic, quinoa tabbouleh roll-ups. All these foods are available for purchase for you through these stores. Again, you can go to my website, macrovel.com, find out more information. And let's go on a quick break, and I'll be right back.
You are listening live with Healthy Cooking with Macrovel and your host, Valerie Wilson. Her show is a wonderful opportunity each month to hear about new recipes, tips, and information about eating right, healthy, and feeling good. These tips and recipes can help change your life and help you stick to a better diet. She has given so many tips and recipes today, so I would love to direct you to her website, macrovel.com, for more information. You can connect to her by phone at 734-722-4553. And we also welcome anyone to visit BodyMindSpiritRadio.com, where you can listen to all of her shows and archive, and you can actually slow them down so that you can write down all or any of the information she has said today or prior. I also want to remind you that the number to call in and join in the show or to ask a question is 646-378-0378. And that number again is 646-378-0378. 0378. And now back to your host, Valerie Wilson.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. So we are talking all about millet in the late summer energy phase. Before we went on break, I was telling you all about that, and I just wanted to get into the information about how this affects you. And because these organs that are in our body are in control of who we are and the emotions that we feel and the energy that we put out. All organs are associated with emotions and energy, all right? So the emotions that are associated with the spleen, pancreas, and stomach, which is the organs that are associated with late summer, are compassion, self-assured, and thoughtful. So, when earth energy is strong and balanced, we possess a great capability for compassion and consideration for the feelings of others. A strong sense of earth energy, when this is balanced, makes us thoughtful with an innate ability to maintain a sense of direction in our lives. Now, when earth energy becomes imbalanced, again, you could be deplete or you could be excessive. We fall into the depths of self-pity. We begin to lose our capability to deal with life on any level. Our dreams remain important to us, but we can no longer cope. We no longer have the energy to rise to the challenge to make our dreams a reality. We begin to expect to fail, and so we do. When our earth energy remains depleted or blocked, we begin to look to others to feed us energy. This energy phase is where compassion resides. But if this energy is depleted or stagnant, we seek compassion from those around us. In fact, we demand compassion from those around us. We feel neglected and victimized. If others don't respond as we think they should, we take on whining and complaining and talking like we're the victim. But maybe you know somebody like this in your life. It's not their fault. I mean, we all have our issues. It could be the food they're eating. Again, millet. Millet, 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 millet. Get some millet from the health food store. Start eating it. Start feeding your spleen, pancreas, and stomach. Get some chickpeas. Make some hummus. Oh, my God, hummus is so good. And the main component of hummus is chickpeas. Start eating these foods so that we can balance this earth energy food or what is late summer food and eat naturally sweet things, not ridiculously sweet candy bar things, okay? We can start with pumpkin. Pumpkin's coming into season now. Winter squashes baked in the oven. Yum. Apples. Ugh, Michigan. Michigan apples. How about that? All that's going to help with your spleen, pancreas, and stomach, going to help you feel compassion and be thoughtful. All right. Well, it's the end of the show. I've given you a ton of information. I hope you've been taking notes. And now I'll bring my producer on. Maybe we have a phone call, or maybe she has a question for me. Are you there?
Okay. Yes, Val, I'm here. We don't have any callers in the show, but we do have some people listening into the in the chat room. So we don't have any questions for you, but I was actually wondering if you could tell me a little bit more about the foods that could help with iron deficiency.
Oh, okay, great question. Okay, foods that would help with iron deficiency. Well, number one and foremost, millet, the food we've been talking about here today. Millet is exceptionally high in iron, and it's the type of iron that your body can digest and utilize without excess sugar. I've had regular customers come to me that say things like, well, I want to eat apricots or dates or figs because they're really high in iron. Well, they do contain iron, but they also have fructose, which is an additional sugar. And the reason why your body gets deplete of minerals, such as iron, is eating too much sweet, too much sugar, too much fruit. Look, sugar is a fantastic, delicious food, and we all love it. But when you overconsume it, which unfortunately most of us do, it depletes vitamins and minerals from your system, so you don't get that iron, right? Some other great sources of food that has iron would be kale, collards, bok choy. Let's see, things like that are high in iron too. Anything that's green. Sea vegetables. Sea vegetables are so high in iron. So you have wakame, which is the traditional sea vegetable that's in miso soup. You have kombu, which is the traditional sea vegetable that I tell people always cook your beans with kombu because it helps aid in digestion. And then you have nori, which is the sea vegetable that most people make the brown rice nori rolls or sushi with. You also have dulse. Dulse is the brown sea vegetable that you can sprinkle on your food. It's very easy to get in your diet. Dulse is probably the easiest one. So here's what you want to do. And dulse is really high in iron. You're probably going to have to go to a health food store to find this, but they will have what's called dulse flakes. It comes in a bag. And you just take those dulse flakes, you can put them in a shaker or something and leave it on your countertop. And when you eat, sprinkle dulse on there. Don't sprinkle a lot, just a little bit, because they're very concentrated in their mineral content. So I don't want you to get overwhelmed with the flavor. Some people love the flavor. Some people don't like the flavor. You know, everybody's different. And what tastes really good, make yourself a batch of popcorn and sprinkle dulse flakes on popcorn. That is to die for. That is really, really good. So all those foods are really high in iron. So I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it. And I had one more question for you, too. I had a friend of mine ask me, he's actually dealing with hair loss, and his doctor recommended vitamin B for him. And he asked me if I knew any foods or beverages or, you know, fruits, vegetables, that type of thing, that could help with him getting extra vitamin B in his diet.
Oh, my God. Great question. First of all, hair loss, and then vitamin B, all right? I posted a video on my YouTube channel that your friend should go and see, and it's called Kombu. And I talk about if you want beautiful, luscious hair, you want the sea vegetable kombu, okay? Kombu is very high in keratin, which is the main hair protein, all right? So my hair right now in my life is thicker and fuller and more beautiful than it's ever been in my life because I discovered this kombu tea, all right? And I did drink it on a regular basis, but now I just drink it every once in a while. But if somebody has thinning hair, their hair to grow back, you make this kombu tea. Again, my YouTube channel shows you exactly how to do it, but I'll tell you right now how to do it. Hopefully you got a piece of paper and a pencil right there. You take a mm-hmm. 4-inch piece of kombu. Kombu is a sea vegetable. It comes dry in a bag. Probably have to get it from the health food store. Take a 4-inch piece of kombu. Put it in a pot of water with 4 cups of water. Bring it to a boil. Then reduce it to a simmer. Let it simmer for 10 minutes. Remove the kombu and discard it because you've gotten all the vitamins and minerals and nutrients out of there. Drink 1 cup of kombu tea every day. I guarantee it'll help your hair grow back because it's so high in keratin. Now, some people will drink this and say it doesn't have much of a flavor. Some people will go, ew, that doesn't taste good. I don't think it has much of a flavor. But again, you want your hair to grow back. You want to have beautiful, luscious hair. This is what you need to do. Now, it's a misconception. This is so interesting. Most people have thinning hair because they have too much saturated fat in their diet, and the hair follicles, the hair follicles are clogged with oil. So another great thing to do would be to start eating whole grains, such as millet. Millet's going to cleanse out that excess stored oil out of your system. It's really, really going to help. And, of course, you could also look at your overall diet and reduce the amount of saturated oils and fats that are in your diet. That would help, too. Here's another great trick to get yourself long, beautiful, luscious hair. Man, throughout the years, I've accumulated all this knowledge, and I've tried it, and it actually worked. It actually works, all these things. Take either castor oil or olive oil and take some on your fingertips and rub them into your hair, into the follicle of your hair. Massage it into your scalp, okay? And do this wherever your hair is thinning. Now, let that sit in your hair for anywhere from 1 hour to 3 hours, and then take a shower and wash your hair really well. This will stimulate the follicles and actually break up the excess oil that's in there that's preventing your hair from growing. I know it sounds like a contradiction because if you have too much oil and now you're massaging oil into your scalp, but somehow it works. It really, really works. You massage this into your scalp, and it also gives you beautiful, soft hair because you got that olive oil or that castor oil, which does wash out of your hair. You don't have to worry about it staying in your hair. It will wash out. But you don't want to do this every day, okay? You could do it maybe twice a week or even once a week. This will so help your hair grow back. Beautiful, luscious, full hair. Again, I tried this years ago when I was in my 20s, and it worked fantastic. I don't have a problem or an issue with my hair, but I wanted my hair to grow long, and it really, really helped the hair grow. It was amazing. It was awesome. Now, B vitamins. So he wants foods that have B vitamins in them. Whole grains. Whole grains. Whole grains. Let me say that again. Whole grains. Brown rice has a ton of B vitamins, okay? Buckwheat. Buckwheat is maybe a grain that most people haven't heard of, but it's a fantastic grain. Contains almost the whole range of B vitamins. That's buckwheat, the whole range. Sea vegetables, again, the whole range of B vitamins. Soy products such as tofu and tempeh, lots of B vitamins there too. You got B vitamins. And again, remember, the body gets deplete of B vitamins when you're stressed out. So another great thing would be to do some type of anti-stress thing, whether it, you know, some people like to exercise. Some people like to just go for a walk. Some people journal. Get out a piece of paper and just write, you know. That helps to de-stress you. Some people do exercise. Like, I like yoga. I love yoga. That de-stresses me. But everybody's different. But anything that could, you know, take away the stress or help you relieve the stress, again, that would help with your B vitamin intake also. All right, so I hope you wrote that down for your friend. Or have him listen to the show. Have him listen to the show and go to my YouTube channel and watch the video that's called Kombu. And I talk all about the kombu tea, and I tell how it's great. You know, it's so funny. there was this commercial or whatever, one of those info commercials, and they were talking about, do you want thick, beautiful, luscious hair? This is what you do. And they were selling a whole line of products, shampoos and conditioners and massage oils and all this other stuff. And the main ingredient in all of this was keratin, which you find naturally in kombu, right? And they were charging who knows how much for all these products, right? Go to the health food store and buy a bag of kombu. Make some kombu tea. Drink one cup a day. It will work. It will definitely work.
Well, thank you very much. And I did write everything down, but I will highly recommend that he listens to the show and definitely checks out the YouTube video.
Great. Wonderful.
Well, I don't actually have any more questions for you, but I appreciate you answering the ones I do have, and I do know that we're getting short on time, so I'm going to hand it back over to you.
All right, thank you. Yeah, wrap up here. Let me tell you about my upcoming cooking classes again. Again, I teach cooking classes here in my home in Westland, Michigan. They are hands-on cooking classes. So it's a lot of fun, and you get to eat the food we've created. So you actually get to sit down and eat the meal that we've created. On Wednesday, September 17th, I am doing marvelous millet. We are making sweet, nurturing millet soup, a beans, broccoli, and squash dish, and millet carrot muffins. These classes run from 6:30 until 9 o'clock, and the fee is $40. Now, if you go to my website, macroval.com, you can sign up and prepay and you get a dollar off. If you send me a check or a money order directly in the mail, you get $2 off. My phone number is 734-722-4553. Now, if you are a first time, you've never come to a cooking class before, and you're listening on the radio show right now, get a hold of me and tell me that. I will give you $5 off. That's right. You can come to a cooking class for $35. All right? That's an incredible deal. On Wednesday, September 24th, I have more millet recipes, a millet mock potato salad, millet sweet potato burgers, and a Native American corn pudding. Same dish, 6:30 to 9 o'clock. Prepay and you get some money off. Otherwise, it's $40. On Saturday, September 13th, I will be at the Better Health Store in Novi teaching a free one-hour cooking class from noon until 1 p.m. I am teaching the class for kids. I'm doing two cute little fun recipes that you could make with your kids and serve to your kids, and they will really like. So come on out to the Better Health Store in Novi, and that's a one-hour class. It's a little introductory class, and you get a little sample of the food, okay? Make sure that you check out the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine and get my recipe. You can also go to bodymindspiritguide.com. My recipe is also on macroval.com, where I also have archived all my previous articles that I've written. And again, like me on Facebook, Macroval Food. Check out my YouTube channel with all my videos. And if you're in the area, come on up to the Westland Farmers Market every Thursday from 3 to 7. Remember, variety of life, so make it simple and make it varied. I will leave you with a quote from Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. What would love do now? Thank you so much for listening. I am sending you all gratitude and abundance.